This week, we're kicking off our new project, Foodstuffs, about New Hampshire food and the food culture that goes along with it. And we wrap up this week with rhubarb. There are two things we all seem to know about rhubarb. It grows and grows, and you can make pies with it. But to delve into the world of rhubarb beyond the pie, we turn to Dara Moskowitz-Grumdahl. She wrote about rhubarb recently for Sevier Magazine. She's also a senior editor at Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Dara, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
We might not be having this conversation at all had it not been for a key moment in the history of rhubarb, the widespread use of sugar.
Yes. Rhubarb is sour, and for hundreds of years, rhubarb was considered a medicinal plant, and the root was the important part, because the stalks were just too sour to eat. It was actually the sugar plantations that's what made rhubarb palatable. Sugar, when sugar became popular and became popular in people's houses, then we could finally have a great way to eat rhubarb.
Now, is that the typical way that people use rhubarb across the world and always used as a sweet piece, or does the tanginess come in handy in other kinds of cooking?
I'd say most people do, around the globe, do use it in a dessert kind of way. It's extremely popular in the Baltic countries in cake. Their apple pie is a rhubarb cake. But some cultures do use it for its sourness. Persian cuisine actually likes to do kind of a finely diced or grated rhubarb fresh as a finishing. Same way you would put maybe a squirt of lemon on a fish, you can also put a little grated rhubarb on the top of, say, a fish stew.
Now, we can't avoid talking about rhubarb pie entirely. Of course, it's delicious, but it is pretty straightforward. Have you come across any variations that you like that put some new life into the tried and true recipe?
Oh, the new hot thing is a rhubarb upside down cake. So it's like a pineapple upside down cake, but it's all locavore because you're using local rhubarb. So you get your rhubarb kind of jammed down into the pan, you pour the cake batter over it, and it caramelizes. There's tons of great recipes.
And then beyond the pie?
Well, rhubarb is really the thing among all the fancy bartenders. You know, the bartenders with their mustaches and their tinctures and bitters and all that. Oh, rhubarb works so well with drinks. All you have to do is just cut it up, put it in a saucepan, just put a smattering of sugar on top, cook it for a bit, and run it through a strainer. You get this bright pink liquid. You can do so much with this bright pink liquid. You can add it to a gin and tonic. You can add it just to sparkling water, and you'll have kind of a rhubarb lemonade with no lemons. You can put it in a Manhattan. I mean, all of the cocktail possibilities and the beverage possibilities with this strained rhubarb, it's just fantastic. It's sour and tangy, but a little sweet tart. It's so good.
But knowing how rhubarb plants usually grow, or at least in my garden, even with all those additional recipes, you'll probably still have a bunch more rhubarb to use up, right?
Oh, but you can freeze it. That's a great thing. The fastest way to just get the juice out of the rhubarb is you can just freeze the stalks and then just let them defrost in a gallon bag or something like that, and then just kind of smash them with a fork, and the liquid that comes out is this great liquid that you can use in different applications. Some chefs actually use it as a kind of a broth, and they serve fish just right in it in that fancy way. But if you fill some gallon bags with rhubarb, throw them in the freezer, you can be doing this through Christmas.
Well, I'm going to go clear some space out of my freezer right now then. Dara, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
You can find links to some of Dara's favorite rhubarb recipes at the Foodstuffs blog at nhpr.org. We'd like to hear about some of your favorite rhubarb recipes as well. You can hear more Foodstuffs tomorrow morning on Weekend Edition and every Thursday here on All Things Considered.